All right. Welcome back to Childish Thoughts, always brought to you by NorthSpokanePothecary.com. You can use that promo code SPREADEAGLE for 20% off. And I'm always here with Stacy and our boy Cameron on the computer.
What's up, everybody?
So, I got a good question for you, Stace.
Question for me. Shoot.
Do you think Donald Trump can win?
Do I think Donald Trump can win the election?
Do you think there is a possibility that Donald Trump can be our president after 2020?
Do I believe that Donald Trump will be our president for the next 4 years?
Yeah, basically.
Do I think that there's a way for that to happen? It's not looking like it right now, no.
No. I would agree. Like, it's getting to a really sad, sad point where I feel like there's just some old man that doesn't understand the rules a bit. Okay. Like, that just not willing to, give up.
Which one's that?
Oh, it's definitely Donald Trump. Like, he's not giving up.
No. No, he's riding it out.
And bravo. I mean,
do you think he can win? Do you think it's possible?
The fact is it is possible.
Like, mathematically possible?
Legally.
Okay.
So, there's something called a contingent election.
A contingent election, meaning?
A candidate does not get 270 electoral college votes.
Okay.
So, what's going down right now is most of the time the news just tells us somebody won and it's all good. That's and the other side quits and just concedes.
Right. They give up. They're like, we did it. The people spoke. They like you more than me. Okay, fine. I give up. I concede.
But we don't.
But not this time.
Not in this election.
Not so much.
Because Donald Trump doesn't think that it was fair. That's the reason that he's not giving up. And if you block electoral colleges or states from certifying their vote, their electoral college votes, and no candidate actually gets to 270 votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then each state gets one vote.
Just one vote.
Just one vote. Cameron, you got that?
So if they don't,
hold on. Let's hear it, and then we'll take your.
Okay, thank you.
In a contingent election, the House would choose among the three candidates who received the most electoral votes. Each state, regardless of population, casts a single vote for president in a contingent election. Representatives of states with two or more representatives would therefore need to conduct an internal poll within their state delegation to decide which candidate would receive the state's single vote. A majority of state votes, 26 or more, is required to elect, and the House must vote immediately and by ballot. Additional precedents exist from 1825, but they would not be binding on the House in a contemporary election.
Okay.
So
if the states don't certify their ballots or their ballot counts, they're ineligible to have an electoral vote. And since they can't have an electoral vote, the Electoral College is completely taken out of the equation. And it goes to which state? One person from each state.
One vote from each state.
One vote from each state. So what you're saying is, like, if you were to look at the map of the states that voted for Donald Trump, there are more of them than there are of blue states, because that's just how it is.
Yep.
So this could be the technicality that makes Donald Trump our continuing next
president.
Winner and still president Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll have to see how that all works out. Is there a deadline for this? Or
December 4th.
December 4th. So that's like Friday.
Or no, December 14th.
Are you saying that...
Like, all of it has to be certified by December 14th.
The vote count.
No, the states have to say,
certified their vote totals.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Sorry.
It's fine.
That's why I got
it. So are you saying that if neither candidate gets 270 certified electoral votes, then they, by the state certifying them, then by that, then they...
They switch to the 12th Amendment that you read.
And they do the... Okay. So, yeah.
But I'm sure every state is going to have their vote count certified by the 4th.
They're updated on November 24th. We got 106 and for Biden and 160 for Trump.
For the states that have certified presidential votes.
Yeah.
Because there's the lawsuits and the recounts going on in the bigger ones that'll raise that total up once they are certified.
I'm not like, this is going to fuck our country up.
Like, it really it's going to get It's going to be something that hasn't happened in our generation. A lot of people aren't going to understand it. It's going to create a lot of fucking confusion.
Exactly.
And as we've seen, confusion leads to chaos. Chaos and leads to violence.
I'm not happy
I'm just going to go sit in my fucking hot tub and watch the world burn. And I don't give a shit.
I'm not happy about any of this.
I mean, yeah.
What else do you do at that point?
I'm not happy about any of this. I'm... like, any of the world burning, I'm happy. Like, it's almost like a smugness that I have. And I'm going to admit it.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Like, I know all of this, and people are going to freak the fuck out when it goes down.
If it goes down.
If. If.
Okay.
If. You're correct. If it goes down.
I need a day, though. What day do they have to be certified by? Because
I
know
it's December
14th. The electorals or the electors or whatever from each state are supposed to vote, like, on the 20th or something, right?
I think it's the 14th.
It's the 14th?
December 8th.
December 8th. Okay. Hey, it was right in the middle. We were close.
Is that Monday, then? Monday or Tuesday?
So, and if they don't allow them to certify, then if no candidate gets 270 votes.
Right.
It goes to the 12th Amendment.
So it doesn't matter who has more electoral votes at that point. Everything's gone.
Everything's gone.
You have to have the 270.
You have to have the 270.
The magic number. Okay.
Because it comes down to this thing where... Our Constitution, we're not like a democracy exactly. And that's the weird thing about it. And everybody thinks that we are, and we're not. And like, we were set up. There's even a quote, I don't remember what founding father said it, but sometimes better men have to make the decisions.
Hmm.
And better people in 2020.
In 2020, it'd be better people, yeah.
But...
Okay.
Like, sometimes, like...
So what was their definition of better people? Just the people that everybody voted on?
And that's a weird thing,
Just the delegates and the representatives?
In our history, people don't understand that originally the Senate... Was, like, your congressman wasn't voted for.
How did they come about or come to be that person then?
It was your state congress that elected that person.
Okay.
So your state congress voted only in there.
But by the transitive property, the people voted for that person.
Exactly.
Because they voted for these people. It works. These people voted for these people.
Yeah, no, it works. Like, but better people. And, like, not better people, but I don't think they're better, you know? But it's, you know, the people in the know.
Okay.
If you know what I mean by that, right? Like,
right.
People that have that knowledge.
The more educated. The people who have studied the laws and have a frame of reference.
And I don't think
not like taking every Joe Schmo off the street and be like, oh, he has some good ideas, and then vote for him, but then he doesn't know anything about law.
Yeah.
Which could be good, could be bad.
No, I think it would be better to get the person who, like, has some good ideas and has a decent grasp on, not the person who's, like, spent their whole life studying to be part of this system that we are agreeing is...
No, I will agree with you on that. I think that that's how change happens, obviously, is you bring people in who aren't the status quo.
I
think that was your big draw with Donald Trump, is he wasn't the status quo.
Mine?
A lot of people's. I think you've made
You know what, honestly, I think you've made reference to it. I'd rather Donald Trump than fucking Biden, for sure. And, like, there is some happiness that I know all of this.
Mm.
And, like...
So you're hoping that they don't get...
I am. I'm going to say it out loud. I'm hoping that he pulls this off. There's, like, a 7%...
It'd be a good story.
I mean, it'd be super...
It would be a good story, like a...
Dang, that was clever.
Like a Cinderella story, but, like, for douchebags?
See, in... Everybody's a douchebag in my world.
That's true. Everybody's got their douche quality, I'm sure.
Like, and it's kind of nice seeing a douchebag make it. Because I'm a douchebag.
What do you think he would say? No.
Is that the representative of America, though? Is America just a collection of douchebags at this point? So that's what our president has to represent?
Why not? But what is a douchebag?
We're just at the point of... flipping the middle finger to the rest of the world and being like, this is what we do now.
But what's a douchebag?
But that's what
there's a lot of different characteristics.
That's absolutely what America is saying right now, is what we're supposed to do. It's like, let everybody flip everybody else off and say, this is what I do. So yeah, that's exactly.
Well, that's what it's been.
That's a douchebag to you, Cameron?
No, I'm saying that.
Well, no, I would agree with that being a douchebag. Like, that sounds like what we're doing, and I would define a douchebag that way.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, just flipping everybody off, just like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't have the hatred for the man, I guess. I mean, I think a lot of the stuff he does is fucked up, but I do think that he has... a lot of good things have happened in the last 4 years, and we can't discount that, but all in all, I think that we need a better representative for our country.
I do.
Because that's all I feel the president is.
I actually agree with you.
A figurehead. It's just like somebody to kind of look at and bring the unity of the country that we show to other countries.
I agree.
Just be like, I'm really good at making half the people love me and half the people hate me. I think it should be more of, this is what we are as a country. This is what we want represented. And I don't believe we get that with Donald Trump.
Okay.
I just don't.
Okay. First off, I agree with Donald Trump isn't the answer.
Okay.
But Joe Biden isn't either.
I've never claimed that he was.
So, I'm saying Joe Biden's a step back, then a step forward.
Joe Biden's just the same crowd.
Like,
he basically is, but
like, that's what I'm saying.
How long is that really
going
to last? Like, maybe a year before.
Oh, so you want something Kamala?
Happens,
it's just like
something
the ninth
happens.
Kamala?
Tenth year of the,
you want Kamala?
Is it?
Kamala?
I need to learn how to say
No, you
the name.
Don't. Because you.
Kamala?
There's no hate.
It's not Kamala? Hateful to mispronounce somebody's name.
It's not.
I never said it was hateful. It's respectful to pronounce it properly.
If you know the girl.
Right? C. Amron?
But.
You see how that doesn't bother me?
That's actually pretty funny.
C. Amron?
C. Amron? C. Cameron?
C. Amron?
But
Camoron.
I'm saying that I think Joe Biden's a step back, not a step forward.
A step back in what aspect?
What
do you think he's going to take us a step back in?
Because exactly? Joe Biden was a part of an administration that created three new Middle Eastern wars that were unneeded What?
Military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. The
military-industrial complex.
For no reason other than oil. And then people that were actually associated with that regime, I don't want to call it regime, that's my bad, with that presidency, lied to Donald Trump about the amount of military troops in the Middle East to keep them there. Okay, and but where I'm not down.
Okay, you say that there were three wars started for the sole purpose of
Libya,
oil.
Saudi Arabia, and what's the last one?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, but don't discount me.
I'm not discounting you. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, I forgot the third
you
one.
You said that there were three wars started for the sole purpose of oil.
But that's obviously my conjecture.
That's obviously that's not my conjecture. Exactly, that's my point. So what were the official reasons that they started these three new wars?
I believe it was just
No, I don't care what you believe. I want to know what was the reason that they gave for going to, I'm sure it wasn't an actual war. It was probably a conflict, but those are different. We haven't declared war on anybody for quite some time.
So, let's do a little feeling before truth, because Cameron is on some shit right now. But
on some shit.
I feel as if it was for the military-industrial complex.
Okay.
Like, I feel like these people are in manufacturing weapons.
That's all they care about.
And more war means they can manufacture more weapons.
Period.
Okay.
But Cameron, do you have anything yet, or?
I'm still looking. But cool. I don't think that we're going to be doing the military-industrial complex anymore. Now we are at war with viruses.
The virus wars.
Now there's not a real enemy. Now it's just this invisible
The Taliban and ISIS and all those were the invisible enemy. It's like you never really knew where they were, and that's why.
Well, you know, chemical warfare is technically illegal, right?
Okay, so they tried to scare us with terrorism, and that didn't really work. We just kind of went back to basic life, and then now they're just trying to scare us with pandemics and viruses.
Just trying to, but I do definitely believe that it was some like whack stuff that there was just a new military group with nuclear weapons every. year.
We're here now. I gotta ask this to both of you. I want you one at a time to answer, okay?
Who first?
Stacy.
I want Cameron. I'll ask it so you can pull some stuff up and argue.
Okay.
Stacy.
Yes.
James. Do you think what the coronavirus was biological warfare?
Biological warfare by the part of who? Do I think China?
Yeah, China
attacked the world with this virus.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Why?
I think they were fucking around with some biotech shit, and they stumbled upon this virus, and they were careless, and it probably just got out. They created a false narrative with the bats and the bullshit as a smokescreen. But at the end of the day, there's nothing saying that it could not have been like an honest mistake. Do I think that they purposely...
So do you trust
poisoned
China?
The entire world? No, I don't trust anybody, James.
Well, no, I'm asking. Like, so you like that narrative, huh?
It's a feasible narrative.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you my narrative while Cameron looks some shit up still.
Okay, please.
I'm
Are you good?
No, I'm looking up. So, like, what specifically would you like me to look up? So,
oh, no, no. Just, I just want to give you...
Warfare. Yeah.
I want to, like, I want you to come with the Illuminati shit.
Oh, I mean, I can already...
No, no.
I just gave you that. I don't have to look that up.
Okay. Okay, don't... Yeah, don't look it up, then. Just speak from your soul.
Okay, right. But... So... I think that China doesn't care about their people whatsoever. They welded people into their houses when this all popped off.
The coronavirus?
Yeah. Okay. I think they literally...
So they knew how serious it was and wanted to get a hold of it right away. Go.
And didn't tell anybody.
Okay. not create panic, I think...
No.
Other people have done that. Go.
You should just work.
Yeah, you know, thing. Your neighbor I got should. Welded into their house. Were they, panic.
Were they popping good. Off? I mean...
No, they just welded your door shut.
Just for no reason, or did they have a reason?
Because you had COVID.
Okay.
So no
and
worry.
You wouldn't and they I didn't wouldn't stay panic. In their house.
Would you panic, Cameron?
They had COVID and they were just running around outside, so they had to be punished, or just because they had COVID, just the fact they had COVID, they welded them in to die.
Cameron.
No way to get
when
food.
When did they do
no,
this?
Nothing. Yeah, when did
they just
do this?
Like they just welded like, people into their houses.
Like a few
most
weeks
houses
into
aren't
it.
Most
they
houses
just, like,
aren't
they
built
just
out of steel.
Have these COVID tests.
No, like they straight welded people into their houses
I don't
over
doubt
there,
that.
And so
I don't doubt their
okay.
Tactics.
So
I'm
that's
just saying.
How they deal with their people. I bet you they infected some people, set them on planes, and fucking attacked the world.
How is
low key
how is
Illuminati
China doing,
shit?
How is China doing right now with the COVID?
I don't know. They lie all the time.
Do they have a lot of it or a little of it?
I don't know. They're lying.
Well, don't ask China then. Ask an American. I don't care. Just tell me the numbers.
Well, Phil Houston lived from it.
We know.
There's actually a new report that...
I'm not saying people don't live through it. I'm saying that it's detrimental to our older people.
There's actually a new report that... death tolls have not gone up since COVID.
The death tolls have not gone up?
Yeah, the same amount of people have died.
Yeah, we just cured every other disease and ailment.
Since COVID.
Okay. So everything's the same. Or...
Yeah.
Everybody's dying of the same things and they're just calling it COVID.
I don't know. Yeah. I just know
that's the conspiracy as of right now.
Well, I
Don't
bet you,
not
you
expect
that
to see an increase in deaths at least somewhat
during a pandemic, of course.
Yeah,
there's not.
So if there's not an increase, are you like you're just like, oh, that's an odd coincidence.
Based on what numbers?
It was Huffington. It's fuck. I always.
No, it's fine. Calm down. It's just. I'm just curious.
There was a college that did a study, and there's...
Oh, those guys are reliable. Bong rips and keg parties.
Just like the doctors.
Well, they...
That, they
already
want
got
money.
That out of their system.
It's what the John Hopkins one.
John Hopkins said that we have the same amount... If the pandemic did not exist, we would have the exact same amount of deaths... At this point, as we would any other time.
Yeah, that's basically what it's saying. But they're saying it's false information.
Who's they?
The Illuminati!
Oh, the Illuminati says it's false information.
I call them they because I don't necessarily believe in the Illuminati.
Okay. It's just a... All those graphs look like they're going way up. Explain this to me.
I'm looking.
All right.
Okay,
well, we put you on the spot, so that's cool.
We do that a lot on Cameron.
We do.
And we appreciate.
Let's talk about something completely different so everything he does right now is useless.
No, there's a report out there. I thought it was the John Hopkins.
Well, you'd think that there would be like 5,000 reports out there that all said the same thing if it was the truth. But yeah, there's one report. That says what?
So do you believe that it's possible that there is a group with sinister ambitions towards the majority of humanity or not?
I believe that, yeah, there probably is.
Do you believe that there is, like, that group might have large amounts of influence, large amounts of money at their disposal?
Probably.
Do you think the book 1984 could ever really happen?
I really need to read that.
Damn it, you do.
Damn it,
grab the cliff notes, bro.
Would you like me to bring it?
No, I'll read the whole thing. I don't like it.
And also, watch The Joker.
I will watch The Joker.
You know what, Stacy? I'm tired of telling you how the Illuminati works. I'm out.
All right, get out then. Have a good week, y'all.
I like that ending.